Welcome back to the show whose rhythm is 8 to the bar. And now, our very own seller dashboard daddy, Griff.
Who's your daddy? This segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. So you think you're a little behind in your listings. Well, a lot of eBay sellers tend to product source more than they list. Really? I wonder who that could be. But one eBayer has taken that to extremes, so he turned to eBay coach Suzanne Wells for help. She's known on eBay as Atlanta Golf Shop. That's all one word. Suzanne, has your client, Will Seipel, really amassed more than 100,000 items that need to be listed?
Yes. Hey, Will and Lee. How are y'all doing?
Doing good.
Griff, sorry. I have Will on my mind this morning for some reason.
That's okay. It's an honor.
It'd be a country song. I have Will on my mind.
Yes, I do. Actually, yes, he has. It is probably more than that. And this wasn't even the reason we originally met when I went down to his office to chat with him. But this just kind of came up. And
so what were you going to chat with him about?
I was writing an article about how to research rare and unusual items to find a value for eBay. And WorkPoint, of course, is a tool for that. And I thought, you know, we're both here in Atlanta. Why aren't we doing something together? We're just down the road from me, like 15 miles. And so I just picked up the phone, just inspiration, and called the office and said, you know, can I come down and talk to him and see why we can't do something together to help each other? And so I did, and we started talking about eBaying, of course, and he kept mentioning this 1,500-square-foot warehouse he has with all of his items that he has amassed over 20 years of buying out estate sales. And he said, well, and that's not even all. My basement's full, my garage is full. I have a house in Maine that's full, and my mom's house in Maine is also full. And he's turning 60 soon. He has quadruplets in college. And he just feels like it's ready to liquidate, get this stuff sold, get it manageable so that he can get a hold of his life and not leave all this behind to his children to have to handle.
Which is usually what happens.
Exactly, and that's how a lot of us eBayers get our inventory, is going to estate sales when everything's been left behind because of family.
So how do you plan to attack this huge backlog of items?
Well, the first couple of weeks, we've just been coming up with systems to deal with it. We have several stations set up for different tasks, such as cleaning items, photographing items, sorting what really needs to go up for sale and what can be donated, thrown in the trash, that kind of thing. And I've actually got another business going where I have eBay sellers, helping eBay sellers, some that have extra time on their hands who can virtually list items for other sellers who have a backlog or just don't like the listing part.
But don't they have to be in the same area or what?
What we can do is source. It's like outsourcing the data entry part. We give them the information and the pictures, and the virtual assistant can just list it on the account.
Yeah, as long as the pictures are taken in advance.
Yes, but in this case, we have to have people in the warehouse to sort through everything, do the research, evaluate it. Some of these items are kind of big. Some are very valuable, so we're not going to hand them out to a bunch of people to take off and list, and hopefully they'll bring them back.
That's, and you can always check it out on WorthPoint to see what they're worth.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why he created WorthPoint, was for better research on items that aren't on eBay normally, you know, on a regular basis. If it goes back past 30 days, you can't find any information on eBay.
Yeah.
So a lot of his items are military, advertising, vintage, old letters, just very interesting stuff, and a lot of paper. So, you know, his tool, WorthPoint, definitely helps find values for those items.
So we're speaking with Suzanne Wells, who's an eBay coach, very well known, as a matter of fact. She's known on eBay as Atlanta Golf Shop, and basically she teamed up with a guy we know, Will Seipel from WorthPoint, And turns out he has over 100,000 items that need to be listed. So that's what we're talking to her about. That's probably the biggest listing job I've ever heard of.
Yeah, that's good luck.
Yeah, that's a biggie.
This will be take some time. It didn't appear over a few weeks. This is years and years of aggressive collecting. And he knows that he's behind on his listing. He knows that. But this is a common problem. You know, you don't want to let things go. You see things and you know they're sellable, they're valuable, and you just stockpile them. And at some point, you know, the buck's got to stop if you want any more bucks to come in, because you've got to get stuff sold.
That's right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's like my aunt who went through the, you know, the Depression. She had in her closet, I used to love to look in her cabinets, because she'd have like 10 cans of hairspray, brand new, 10 boxes of Tide, she'd keep a backlog of all these things. And I said, Aunt Lil, why do you have 10, sometimes 20 of each thing? She says, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she would say. You never know.
You know,
I think sometimes, of course, we know that it was psychologically, it made her feel secure to have all those things. And I think with a lot of eBay sellers, do you agree, Griffin, Suzanne, a lot of eBay sellers have so much stuff to list because they're afraid they're going to run out someday?
I think it's more than that. I don't think it's just that they think they're going to run out. I think people, you just can't say no, because you like, it's fun to shop. It's fun to be on the hunt. And if you're going in on the hunt and you say, well, I'm just going to buy the best of the best, and you don't find it, you say, well, I'll settle for this stuff then. Put it in the cart and say, I can make a profit on this, and bring it home, and back on the shelves it goes. Because it's a lot easier and a lot more fun to go shopping than it is to sit down and listen.
It is. For most of us, it is.
Yeah, well,
and that's where I can help sellers out is, and a lot of people are great pickers, but they're not great at sitting down at the computer. They don't like it.
Yeah.
They're not technology savvy, and they want to outsource that part of it to somebody else so they can, especially Gen X and baby boomers who have lived through all these decades, and they know something when they see it. You know, they know this is a ashtray from the 1950s, where a millennial might be like, oh, that's from Target. That's not valuable. So there's a lot of great pickers out there. That is their skill. And the listing part, they just don't like it.
And I don't mind the listing. It's the photography that's getting us. That's what's holding us
back.
Well,
photography is hard. It's not always easy. Yeah, that's right.
It is.
We try to make it easy.
So how are you handling shipping? First of all, have you listed anything yet? How new is this project?
Yes, we've got about 60 things listed so far. We're trying to find our speed, because we've got to consider the shipping part of it. Will's wife, Sherry, is doing that right now, and she, bless her heart, she says, don't do more than 50 things a day, because I don't want to be like Lucy in the candy factory where it's all coming at me and I can't do it fast enough. So what we're doing is listing them and putting them in scheduled listings, which can hold up to 3,000 listings for 3 weeks. And then Will goes in and just takes a look over everything and then sends them out.
Okay, wait a minute. You're talking about scheduled listings. Tell us about that.
Yes. Okay, when you list something on eBay, you can schedule it for a future date.
Yes, you can.
And you can schedule up to 3,000 listings up to 3 weeks out.
So how many do you have in there now?
Well, none, because Will is keeping up with how fast I'm listing them.
Oh, I see.
He'll go in and send them out manually. So there is a 10-cent charge if you let the scheduled listing post on its own. But if you go back in manually, and let's say I have a listing scheduled for a week from today, if I go in tomorrow and just manually send it live, you're not charged that fee.
That's what I do.
So
is it, you do that too, Greg?
I do that same thing, yeah. If I list something in an evening, if I have like 10 items to list, I list them all as scheduled way into the future. And then I go in and review them, because I'm an idiot, and I try to make corrections. Uh-huh. And there's always things I miss because, did I tell you I'm an idiot? And then when they're all ready to go, I just batch up, you know, in the bulk uploader, the bulk edit feature, I just bulk edit them and change the start time to now. And she's right, you don't get charged.
Right. And there is a draft feature on eBay, but sometimes drafts start overwriting each other. So you can have either 7 or 20, depending on your store level or if you're using the bulk editor. But people are saying, oh, I have over 100 in there. But it's just not a reliable place to store your drafts, I think, because they do get overwritten or they drop off. So we're using the scheduled listings as a holding tank for everything that's ready to go.
I know it's pretty difficult to teach you anything new, Suzanne, because you're a great you're a great eBay coach. But have you learned anything new out of this experience?
Yes, I have learned that this amount of inventory is not unusual. I've gotten so many emails from people that say, oh, you should see my storage building. but that really accumulation happens very quickly if you don't handle things. And, you know, you've got to handle it. You've got to get a balance of what's coming in and what's getting listed, not only to get your money out of the items that you've bought inventory, but just to keep your business going. I'm learning a lot about military items, art, and advertising. Those are things that I've never done before.
So he has a lot of posters and things of that sort, too?
He's got postcards and a lot of Coca-Cola stuff. Here in Atlanta, we have that. There's just tons of it here. And just all kind of Coca-Cola things and made in other countries and just very interesting items that I would never have found on my own at thrift stores.
Very quickly, because we only have 30 seconds, what's the most intriguing item you've run across to date?
In Will's stuff.
In Will's stuff.
Well, we only opened a few boxes. So there's a Civil War hat that we sold last week. It sold for $120. And
wow.
Just to be holding things in your hands that are hundreds of years old. There's some books that were from...
It's amazing. And you know what, Suzanne? So are you. Please come back soon.
Thank you, Susan. This segment was brought to you by Bulk, B-O-L-Q, the easy way to source. Next up, your calls. Call us, talk to us, 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
As a busy online seller, you need to get ship done. Your packages need to go out as quickly, efficiently, and cost-effectively as possible from everywhere you sell. You need ShipStation. ShipStation integrates with all of your selling channels to process orders fast and seamlessly. Ship via USPS, UPS, FedEx, and more. ShipStation works with eBay's global shipping program, too. But shipping isn't all ShipStation does. ShipStation lets you automatically leave feedback for buyers when you ship. In fact, with ShipStation, you can automate pretty much everything from importing a product photo with each order to sending email to customers and managing returns. ShipStation is web-based, and their one-of-a-kind mobile app lets you print labels and ship from anywhere. So when you need to get ship done, you need ShipStation. Try it for free at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. BeStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
Up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Listen while you list.